live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, indeed, it is Friday. It is July the 1st. It is 2:07 p.m. I mentioned a moment ago when Copper and I were bantering there just a moment that it's 4th of July weekend. You guys already know that. But let me just tell you, I don't know about you, but yes, we are indeed coming up on one of my favorite holidays. And as a kid, you know, Christmas was always front and center as the best holiday of them all. But it was a close race for me between Easter and the 4th of July. I mean, truthfully, as a kid, I didn't really get the importance yet of Easter, but I was all in for Easter baskets and candy. But having to dress up in my newest Sunday go-to-meeting clothes and comb my unruly hair took some of the shine off of that. So, looking back, it may well be that the 4th of July had the highest overall ranking. I mean, what was not to like, right? Hot dogs, flags waving, bands playing, and fireworks. Oh man, I love fireworks. Think about it. A knothead kid like me could run around in shorts and a t-shirt, barefoot, stay out past dark, eat junk food, and blow stuff up. It was like layer upon layer of the best life had to offer for a knothead kid. Patriotism, friends, food, and explosives. I have some distinct memories of the 4th of July. When I was younger, and some of y'all can probably relate to this, we would go through South Huntsville and across the Tennessee River Bridge to the area that we used to call Gasoline Alley. That was where all the fireworks stands were set up. Apparently, there's like an entire cottage industry of pop-up fireworks stands that folks still do every day. Now, my dad would give us $10, and if we had any of our own allowance left, we could add to it, and we would hit the stands and buy the fireworks of our choice. Sparklers, those were just warm-ups. They were sort of like for the little kids. Once we were old enough to strike a match on our own, though, it was a new day. And we bought all we could squeeze out of a $10 bill. Smoke bombs were good for playing army with my friends. Snap pops were good for gags. And lady fingers, those are what you bought when you were running out of money. But black cat firecrackers and bottle rockets, those were a mainstay. And we were always on the hunt just in case one of those stands had some bootleg M80s or cherry bombs, which were kind of on the way out of favor because they were just, you know, a tad edgier, if you know what I mean. But we would buy some, and then we'd compare notes. And there was always that one firework stand that would try to undercut the others by giving away a pack of bottle rockets or punks if you would spend $10. And then it was fun time, man. Admit it. How many of you blew up a Coke bottle? Or how many of you, like me, tried to tie a toy army soldier with a handkerchief parachute to a rocket, which never really worked, by the way? And of course, there was always the attempt to thread the fuses together to get multiple blasts out of one lighting. I mean, for a period of time, too, when I was a kid, we lived on post on Redstone Arsenal. And maybe it was my age at the time, or maybe we just had a rowdier bunch of knothead kids in the neighborhood then, but I can remember out on Skinner Drive in the residence section of Redstone having bottle rocket wars in the street until somebody would call the MPs, and we'd have to run hide in the woods, and the MPs would flash their lights, and then the MPs would laugh themselves, and they'd leave, and we'd wait 5 minutes and start the bottle rocket wars all over again. As I got older, I still carried my love for fireworks. Charlene doesn't get it. She asked me every time I buy fireworks why I do that. It's like spending money on something that is literally going to burn. Yep. And I love it. But I also know that I have developed a much fonder appreciation for the holiday. It's taken on some meaning. Sort of like when you realize that Easter has a deeper, more profound meaning that really impacts your life, right? I have learned that the 4th of July carries such a deeper and more profound meaning itself. The flags still wave. The hot dogs are still good. I love seeing family and friends, but there's a difference now. Now it feels more like a privilege. Like a holiday, but with a true sentiment attached to it. The sense that it's not just about gathering. And I still love fireworks. And especially the displays. The big public displays. I previously served on the board of the Gadsden-Etowah County Patriots Association. I helped to sponsor major annual fireworks displays over the Coosa River. I once sat on a boat in the Coosa and literally had to look straight up into the explosions that were going over right over my head and had the debris just rain down on me, and it was great. I remember major public displays at Milton Frank Stadium in Huntsville as a kid, or over the USS Alabama at Battleship Park in Mobile. But of all the displays that I've seen over the years, None of them could hold a candle to the best one I ever saw on the Washington Mall. It was the best for a variety of reasons. It was the location, it was the quality, but it was also the sense that it was the epicenter of all that the 4th of July was designed to celebrate. It was the greatness of America, the vastness of our blessing, the depth of what is worth defending. I was assigned to the Pentagon at the time, and it was announced that Pentagon families could bring their lawn chairs and coolers and be given access to what is known as the Pentagon Parade Field. It's a large double football field-sized grassy area that looks straight across at the Washington Monument. My son was off at college at the time, but Charlene and I and our daughter Caitlin, we got to sit there on the freshly cut grass on the side of the Pentagon, a building that at that time was still under renovations after the damage inflicted by the attack on 9/11. And we joined with so many others as we watched in awe as the beautiful light displays illuminated the Washington Monument against the night sky. It was epic. It was visually stunning, and it was actually very moving. So as we move into this holiday weekend, I hope that you'll get some time with family or friends. I hope that there's a hot dog and a cold drink for you. I hope you get to laugh and enjoy it all, and I hope that there are fireworks. But more than anything, teach the kids that this is not just a holiday for knothead kids to run around, eat junk food, and blow things up. Teach the next generation that we stand for the anthem with our hands over our heart and our hats off. Teach the kids that this holiday is a blessing because we live in the, by God, United States of America, a nation that has been a blessing to so many. The biggest dog on the international block and the freest country known to history. Tell them that the 4th of July is the day that we celebrate our independence, and that independence means sacrifice, and that sacrifice means commitment, and that commitment means honor. And then tell them to be careful with those black cat firecrackers and to have a good time. So God bless y'all, God bless America, and the folks here at Right Side Radio wish you the absolute best of times. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I love me some fireworks, man. Just good times. And I love the fact, too, that at some point I grasped what the day means. Because it means a whole lot more than just hot dogs and hanging out. And fireworks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.